Question: who poses the greater risk of hacking high-tech cars? Mischievous teenage geeks or cyber criminals? Pat Buchanan.
Well, John, I would say if you're talking about how many attacks would come, it would probably be the geeks. But if you talk about some malevolent attack, like disabling the brakes on somebody's car when it's going on a highway and doing it deliberately, I would say it would be an enemy of some kind or other, domestic or foreign. But I do think, look, every time you make one of these advances, there are no doubt there are problems with it. But you disable somebody's brakes, you do it mechanically, or you do it by cyber warfare, that is really, that's a murder if those people die in that. So it's, I mean, I don't see what the basic difference is between if you're going to disable a person's brakes.